Hello and welcome everyone. I am your host Shayan and I am going solo here to talk about RCB's title win. They won the IPL final against the Gujarat Titans by 5 wickets at Ahmedabad. So now they've gone back to back in the IPL, only the third team to do that after Chennai in 2010 and 2011 and Mumbai Indians in 2019 and 2020. So that is dynasty stuff to, you know, actually win an IPL back to back. We've only seen two teams do it before. They are now the third. And it was a pretty clinical performance from them. Funnily, you can say that that they could have ended the stage a lot sooner, given how, you know, they were cruising with the stage at a certain point. But I think with the fall of wickets at the other end, and, you know, not everybody got going on this pitch. I think Kohli was clearly the standout batter. He was sublime, I mean, throughout the innings, particularly in the power play, and then just ensuring that there is absolutely no way that they lose this match. So it was obviously, I think it was an excellent performance from Virat. But the seeds of this victory were, I think, sown in the first innings, where RCB, with their bowling in the power play, once again, they got the two early wickets. They got the two big wickets of Shubman Gill, which was by Josh Hazlewood, bowling him slightly back of a length, forcing him to pull the ball, and maybe it was not the right ball to go for that shot, and that was a false shot from him. Then Bhuvi gets Sai Sudarshan out, and, you know, we have our two early wickets right there. Then Rasik comes in and gets the wicket of Nishant Sindhu. So at that point, we were wondering what Jos Buttler is going to do, and Jos Buttler at that point, you know, he was the only guy who looked like they needed him to bat till the end. Of course, later on we saw what Washi did, but he was their guy to actually, you know, push them to the score that they would have ideally wanted. But he was looking horrible today. He was barely able to play any attacking shots. Couple of them he tried, they didn't come off. And finally, when he stepped out, and he was eventually stumped by Krunal Pandya. Once again, what a champion, what a fighter. He's stepped up yet again in an IPL final, 1 for 23. I mean, that is just the stuff of dreams, is it not? So It was a clinical bowling performance from RCB all the way through. All of their bowlers stepped up, all their four quicks, all their three quicks, and Krunal Pandya, their left arm medium, whatever you want to call it, whether he's a left arm medium or he's a left arm finger spinner, he's like the hybrid of all of that. But yes, he was once again excellent through those middle overs, just allowing the batters to collect singles but not get him away for boundaries as often. And of course, Duffy, when we were on the watch along, we were saying he had a couple of good overs in the middle where he sort of pulled it back, his figures. But it was his first over and his last over, I think they didn't quite go as planned. And of course, Washington Sundar, I thought, played a good innings. They really, really needed him to step up and make some runs, because nobody did that for GT, right? Everybody kept getting in and not quite getting off and getting the start. Arshad Khan came in, and we were joking at that time, which was actually not even a joke, because he made for, I think he was at 14 of 4 at one point, and the next best score at that point was like 19 or 20. The best score at that time was like 19 or 20. So, I mean, at the halfway mark, both of us thought, both me and Varun, we were saying that RCB should win this game pretty comfortably. And the way RCB started their chase, right, it was basically Wenki, he was also not quite at his full fitness, but he still went for it. He still went for his shot. So those first couple of overs were really critical to settle the initial nerves. And then we again witnessed Kohli versus Rabada, which is perhaps one of the best cricketing battles in the modern game. We've had some absolute cinema, like a absolute proper battle between these two. I know Kohli wins it by a big margin, but we've seen Rabada also have his moments. Not today though, as Kohli scores 25 of his 6 deliveries and smashes him for 3 fours and 2 sixes. Also takes on Siraj in the power play. And then Rajat Patidar was there. He was there for a bit. Then Tim David played a decent hand, and, you know, just got the job done with Jitesh and Kohli being there right till the end. And once again, I think just from we can talk a bit about Gujarat's perspective here in this innings. I think this was our issue with them all through the season, that what are they going to do if their top three does not make runs? They do not have a strong middle order. That is a well-established fact. I know Washington has made runs. He's had a good season. But if he's your fourth best batter, then that's probably not optimal for you. I know you still have Holder, Rashid. So in that lower, Arshad can also bat a bit. So you've got a bit of cushion there. But it still feels like, to me, you have two slots that are basically still empty in a sense, where you want higher quality batters. They did try Glenn Phillips there, and even he did not, you know, make too many runs early in the season. So if they could fill those gaps, they can be a much stronger batting team. We've seen their bowling, right? Tried up there with it might be the best bowling attack purely based on how many different ways they can attack the opponents. But today, there simply weren't enough runs. We called it, we didn't think this pitch was like massively difficult to play on. We were saying, I think at the time, that the cross seamers had a bit of grip and RCB were getting most of their wickets from back of the length and short bowling. So RCB, I think they had their plans and they executed them well. But it was not like a absolute demon, like there was not like massive demons in this pitch or anything like that, as we saw with this game. Not I wouldn't say it's an easy or a highway or anything of that sort. Either somewhere in the middle. There were some Rashid deliveries as well that were spinning a bit. So Rashid Khan also, he gave them a glimmer of hope, but I think in truth, as long as Kohli was there, we all knew that they are not going to lose this match. There is absolutely no way that was going to happen. So on that note, I think we can just revisit RCB season a bit, because you know they've won the title and it's been an absolutely special run from them. And in truth, I think it all starts in that mid-2024 season, right? Where they were 1-8. They had lost a close game against KKR, which I still, to this day, in disbelief. I mean, at that time, I was laughing at how they ended up losing that match, because that was a game they shouldn't have been in a position to win, first of all. And then Rajat and Jax were playing really well. And then somehow, from there, they sort of bottled it up. And then, again, Karan Sharma gave some hope and they ended up losing that match. But I think from there, something just changed where, right from the top, the decision was made clear that Kohli is going to go hard in the power play. They are going to play that attacking brand of cricket. They are going to invest in bowlers. They are going to, even in that season, we saw shades of it, right? We had Cam Green bowling in the middle overs and actually doing a really fine job at that. And that season, perhaps, I know the team changes massively, and I was having a discussion with Jared on this, and he was like, 99% he still thinks it was the mega auction that changed everything for them, but the support staff was the same, right? It was still Andy Flower, Bobath, DK, of course, he comes in later on, but just the mega auction that they had, and now they've gone back to back. The core of their thing is that they are an excellent bowling team, and they have their bases covered everywhere. And with the bat, I mean, I think we can make a case they've been even better with the bat this year than they were the last time around. And you know, so for that reason, I think Kohli has had a better year than he did last time, and both of these years are great years for him. And you know, he's been among the best batters in both of those seasons. Then we've got Devdutt, who's also upped his game. We didn't see quite as much of Salt. He only played 6 innings, and Bethel didn't get going. Venky stepped up, and like big props to him. Rajat Patidar, I mean, he's had an outstanding year. Specifically against pace bowling, which I know it sounds a bit counterintuitive. You think of him as a pace hitter, but he's absolutely smashed seam bowlers and you know taken them down. I was there at Lucknow when he was taking down Mayank Yadav. So, I mean, that was absolutely ridiculous stuff. Of course, Jitesh had a terrible year. We've been talking a lot about that extensively. But he also gets a couple of red inkers here now in the qualifier one and as well as in the final. So, that definitely helps and boosts his confidence up a bit. He was also one of the better wicketkeepers in this IPL, especially how he kept to Krunal, right, with those certain bouncers and everything. So, we had Krunal there. He had a pretty solid Krunal, of course, I mean, he had a solid all-round year as well. I mean, he was one of the better all-rounders of this IPL for me. I think I might just go for Nitish, but you can honestly make a case for him as well. So, and we just picked both of them in the team that we made. So, we've got them. David as a finisher, I mean, he was sublime too. You can, again, just the fact that RCB have so many different phases covered, right? So, we're talking, they've got power play batting with Kohli being there and Padikkal also stepping up. Then we've got, and Venky as well in the innings that he's played now. We've got now in the middle overs and where they have the luxury of Rajat. And after that, at the death, they now have Tim David. So, and with Krunal, he can always be that sort of guy who's, you know, the firefighter of sorts. They didn't need to fight the fire today, but that was what their intention was today as well. I think just ice the game a bit. Let's not make sure it's like a bit of a messy one from here. Of course, he ends up getting out. Credits to Rashid for that. We have a chat here from Hawkeye 4205. He says, SRH letting Bhuvi go, KKR letting Salt, Suyash and Winky go. Yeah, I think that's definitely helped RCB. But in truth, Sunrisers wouldn't have retained Bhuvi at that point, right? There's absolutely no way they were going to retain him ahead of Abhishek Sharma, Heinrich Klassen, Travis Head. Pat Cummins was the captain, of course. And Nitish Kumar Reddy, the all-rounder, the young all-rounder, of course you want to invest in him, right? Maybe you can make the case that you know, Bhuvi still had a very good defensive year in 2024, so they could have considered him instead of Cummins, like in hindsight. But Cummins was their captain. They wouldn't want to change their plans too much in terms of how they want to play the cricket and everything. So I see why they left it. None of us expected he's going to have the season he did, right? Last year, he was very good. But this year, he's gone into genuine all-time great territory. Like we keep saying, it's in the Bumrah 2024, Bhuvi 2026, and like it's in that tier of seasons. I think this is the best new ball bowling season that I've witnessed with my eyes, and he's been excellent at the death too. So Bhuvi, of course, he's been the main man. This wasn't quite Hazelwood's season in that sense, but today he stepped up big time. I mean, he took the two wickets. He got Arshad out in the middle overs, and early on, of course, got the big wicket of Shubman Gill. So once again, he did his job in the final. And Rasik Salam, the way he stepped up as the third seamer in this year's IPL. And another thing, like we were just breaking down his stats earlier. Like, he's been very effective in the power play and at the death. Funnily, not quite in the middle overs so much, but just the flexibility that he offers as an all-phase option. If your third quick can do that, that's always a very fair option that you would want to have. And they were flexible enough to get in Duffy for certain games, Suyash for certain games. And, you know, I think they were quick enough to realize where they needed what. They even benched Romario for a couple of games in the middle. So I think they were not rigid, but they also backed their players to the tilt. And that's ultimately the making of a successful team, right? That's how you win IPL titles. And RCB, so this was the year they won 6 wins. They got 6 wins at home, so including Chinnaswamy as well as Raipur. So they got two out of two at Raipur and 4 out of 5 at Chinnaswamy. So last year their success was built on not losing a single away game. I mean, they did lose one game in Lucknow, but that was not an away game. That was technically a home game for them. And then of course the fact that they won this year, it was their home dominance. So I mean, we've seen them win in two different ways. Now the conversations are obviously going to be where RCB 2026 ranks among the more dominant teams in IPL history. We will obviously have a more detailed discussion and those sorts of things on this. And certainly, the fact that you're able to go back-to-back, it's special. And let's not forget, the women's team also has 2 WPLs. So in a span of 2 and a bit more years, RCB have gone from winning 0 titles to winning 4 titles as a franchise, which is like an absolute... Like, that is the dream for their fans. This is what RCB fans, I mean, I am also one of them. We were all craving for this all this while, that we should win a title. And now we've got four of them, 2 in the women's game, 2 in the men's game. And let's see what the future holds for RCB at this rate. And Gujarat Titans, of course, we've talked about their shortcomings in this season. I personally really quite enjoyed their new ball, and as well as actually their entire bowling throughout the innings, in a sense, right, where you know that they're a very strong new ball bowling team, but they don't give you any respite in the middle overs either. So it was a proper season for them as well. So shout out to them for making the finals. Again, they have arguably been the most, the second, probably you can even argue that they're more consistent than RCB. They've made 3 finals. I think they have a better win percentage since 2022. RCB have 2 finals, but they've won both. So obviously, I mean, RCB are still the most successful team in the 10-team IPL era that we've had ever since 2022. So that's certainly there. And any other things, any interesting chats, Vignesh, maybe that we can talk about?
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it's very simple, right? With someone like Bhuvi, what he's done is he's just stuck to his basics. He's been hitting that good length over and over again, not swaying away too much from, you know, not trying something fancy or extravagant, or you know, doing something which is like absolutely out of the blue or any of those sorts of things. Just sticking to his basics, nailing his Yorkers at the end. And I mean, the man has worked so much. We know he is a legend of T20 cricket, right? Like that's a well-established fact. And he can certainly make a case to join the national team as well. With Arshdeep out of form, yes. I don't think I agree with you on Siraj. He's also had a great new ball bowling season this year, so I don't think he is out of form. Arshdeep has been a bit hot and cold, but interestingly, I think even Arshdeep has done well with the new ball from the... Like, I know he's not quite had that sort of a year, but he still had his games where he's taken early wickets. And apart from Arshdeep, of course, you still have... you have the likes of Harshit and everyone. So let's see what they think about his fitness, what they think about, you know, using him as an option for a World Cup that's 2 years on from now. Maybe even Krunal is going to, you know, stake a claim in the team at this point. And Hawkeye, thank you so much for your kind words. And yeah, it has indeed been a great win, man. Like, it's fun. It's like, I mean, obviously, I think as an RCB fan, the last game was the last final that they won. That was like way more thriller, way more of a thriller and like heart and mouth sort of stuff. But today, I think it's been way more clinical, way more relaxed. But yeah, I am also going to celebrate this victory. Thank you so much, Lokesh. Yeah, we have put out lots of content. We've covered, I think, every single game of this year's IPL through the watch-alongs. And we've almost done all the post-matches, lots of other contents with the power rankings and everything. Thank you so much, everyone, for supporting us and, you know, actually getting, giving us the support to, you know, power through and bring you content over and over again. And I think on that note, I shall leave you guys. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.